You think it's crazy in Florida? You don't even want to know what's going on in Australia right now.
Why?
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning because health officials in Brisbane had to issue an urgent press release saying, if you're bit by a venomous snake, please don't bring it to the ER with you.
Whoa, what the?
Because Australia is notorious for some of the craziest, most dangerous wildlife out there. Yeah. Pretty much everything in that country wants to kill you.
How are you going to have the snake you just got bitten by? Is it because it's your pet, or are you catching it?
It's the anti-venom.
Apparently, people get bit, and they think it'll help with identification and treatment if they capture it and bring it with them to the doctor.
So they're writhing in pain and still able to catch the damn thing.
Pretty impressive.
Wow. Right? I mean, keep its mouth on it and just carry it there. Yeah. You know?
The emergency staff at Bundaberg Hospital were handed a plastic Tupperware with a live eastern brown snake inside peeking back at them.
That thing looks poisonous.
So the
facility, love how secure a Tupperware is as well.
The facility had to be shut down temporarily while they got rid of the venomous snake.
But
it's not always live snakes that people are bringing in. Others attempt to kill the serpents, and then they'll bring the dead carcass to the hospital.
I'm sorry, if you can do all that, how are you getting bitten in the first place? You know what I mean?
They're everywhere.
Like, if you're smarter than the snake, I don't know.
Sometimes the snakes are, like, in the bath with you.
They do go into their houses.
They do.
Yeah, they'll be, like, in the toilet. Yeah.
Certain patients have even told hospital workers they chased the snake for an hour, trying to photograph it before they passed out. Hashtag doing it for the gram.
Yeah, I see.
Oh, man.
Okay. Does it even matter?
They say no.
Okay.
Australian, stop bringing your snakes to the hospital. Just get yourself to the doctor and let them heal you.
Okay.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay.
All right.
I think it was a solid message, Jeffrey.
All right, good. I'm glad that we helped our Australian listeners to the show.
Is that all venomous animals or just snakes?
Just with the snakes for now.
Okay.
We'll do another PSA about other dangerous Australian animals later. Now we got to move on and get it. The shock collar question of the day with our own digital Jake. Don't bring Jake to the hospital with you either if he bites you. Let's get some trivia, Jake. How we doing?
Put on your finest tuxedo and leave the kids at home with Dad.
Oh.
Because today is World Penguin Day. Brooke, I know you were hoping we'd celebrate by barbecuing one of those Antarctic birds and tossing it on a toasted brioche bun.
That is terrible, Jake. I love penguins. They're my son's favorite animal.
Brooke, I'm sorry we can't do that. Your primal thirst for endangered exotic meats has landed me on numerous government watch lists.
Jake, just give her a fin.
I never thought of what it would taste like, but I am thinking about it now.
It would probably be very fatty.
McPenguin burger.
So today, we'll be celebrating a different way. By cruising through a mouth-watering Penguin Facts edition of Plenty of 20.
All right.
Okay.
You'll each get a chance at answering penguin trivia questions. If you get it right, you'll stay in. Get it wrong, and your wings will be clipped.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Let's start with the woman whose dance moves look eerily similar to that of a baby penguin slipping on ice. That's Alexis.
Hey, they're cute. I'm taking it as a compliment.
It is adorable.
Alexis, penguins poop every 20 hours, 20 days, or 20 minutes?
Oh, I mean, well, I gotta go then off just how bad the zoo smells and how many there are every 20 minutes.
Alexis said 20 minutes. That is...
Yay!
Correct.
They like to poop.
They beat you, Jose, with bathroom breaks.
Don't you test me.
Barely.
Just by saying that, I'm leaving right now.
Brooke, it's your turn.
All right.
Brooke, a group of penguins in the water is called a raft.
Mm-hmm.
But on land, they're called a what?
Oh, God, what is it? Is it a cuddle is otters, isn't it? A cuddle of penguins.
Oh, it cuddles otters. I didn't know that. No, I thought it was a raft. Are they a raft because they don't float?
He literally said that.
A raft.
You were in the bathroom.
Yeah, I was in the bathroom.
The penguins are a raft in the water. On land, I mean, if you're a bird, you're a flock, but I don't think it's... Is it still flock for penguins, even though they're not flying?
Oh.
I'm going to stick with the bird angle and go flock.
Brooke went with flock. That is... Incorrect.
Really?
You were close saying cuddle. It's a waddle of penguins.
Oh, wow.
That's
very close, Brooke. It's not
really
enough
cute.
To stick around for the next round. We're over to Jose.
All right.
Jose, the largest penguin species ever discovered was unearthed in Antarctica.
The emperor penguin.
Its size is almost incomprehensible. In fact, if it were alive today, The penguin could have looked basketball superstar LeBron James square in the eyes.
What?
No way.
That big?
Exactly how tall it was.
Oh my gosh, that is scary. They're not cute anymore being that big. Now that's like...
Yeah, they're punching you in the face. Dude, I want to see that version of Happy Feet.
Like a horror movie version?
Oh my gosh. All right, NBA players are taller than we think. Like, I always thought Steph Curry was short, but he's like 6'5".
Yeah.
Like, so I gotta say, if you can look LeBron in the eye, you gotta be 7 feet tall, Jake.
Jose went with 7 feet tall. That is incorrect. Yeah. From toe to beak tip, 6 foot. Eight. Mountainous bird would have dwarfed most adult humans.
Dang. Dude, that's wild.
That is wild.
Jeffrey, please don't bring that back, scientists, if you're listening.
Jeffrey, you're up.
Okay.
Many different types of penguins swim in seawater all over the globe, but can they drink it? Hmm. Yes or no?
I mean, sure, they could drink it, but I don't know if it's a good idea.
Is that the mantra you go by?
Yeah.
I mean, I could drink anything.
You can.
How would they know not to drink it, though?
It's but like it's survival.
How would you not drink it? They eat the fish out of the water. They got to get some of that seawater down in the throat, too.
I mean, but I don't think that I think he's saying, like, drink it. Like, that's what they take
when
in.
Thirsty.
Oh, yeah, no. They probably bring the water back onto land and boil it so that it's clean. I'm going to say... They don't drink the seawater.
Jeffrey said no. That is incorrect. The answer is yes, they can. They have a gland located above their eye that removes salt from the bloodstream. They're essentially boiling it in their eyes.
Whoa.
The excess sodium then comes out through the bill or by sneezing.
Whoa.
Imagine walking into a 7-foot penguin boiling water in his eyelid.
They're nature's Brita filters.
That's a great example.
That's pretty cool.
Alexis, that means you've won today's show.
Plenty of 20.
All right, Alexis is queen of the penguins, so she gets to choose who gets shocked today, and they're going to be singing Sexy Back by Justin Timberlake.
I'm going to pick Jeff.
All right.
I have no reason other than...
Yeah.
It fits.
It just, I looked at you and I was like, you deserve to get shocked. Yeah.
Fair enough. I'm bringing sexy back. Yeah. Them other boys don't know how to act. Yeah.
Oh, my
perfect
God.
Timing.
If Justin Timberlake could bring a shot caller on his next tour.
Oh, that'd be so funny. Take it in the breeze.
Yeah. And different members of the audience get to hold the controller.
Oh, people would pay like $10,000.
Oh, my God.
You would not survive that performance. That's your shot caller question of the day. We got your phone tab coming up.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.